Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop. Brian Owen and Adam Cheek here with you as we do every Monday and every Friday. We recap and preview all the latest in the NASCAR Cup Series. Adam, last week, or I should say last weekend, we dove in to the inaugural race at Nashville. And well, although it was a brand new track, there was no brand new winner, my friend, because dominating was word of the day. And once again, Young Money did it. Kyle Larson wins the inaugural race for the NASCAR Cup Series at Nashville. Now, there was plenty of cautions as drivers found trouble. NBC Sports took over the broadcast for the rest of 2021. There's so many things that stood out for this weekend. Adam, what stood out to you as NASCAR made its return since 2011 to Music City?
Well, aside from Kyle Larson, I think it was the racing as a whole. You know, there were honestly levels of chaos to all three races that took place over the weekend. I think every race just seemed different. Xfinity probably had the most chaos, and there was a lot of uncertainty that showed itself in each race. You know, Xfinity had a bunch of wrecks near the end. The Truck Series got a first-time winner in Ryan Preece, and kind of a late race battle there with him and Grant Enfinger, Todd Gilliland kind of in the picture as well, and Preece winning in his first start, no less. But the Cup Series essentially ended up having a fuel mileage race when it came down to it. Now, there were, you know, exterior factors, including the problems fans faced getting into and out of the track. But as for the racing itself, I was pretty happy with it. You know, I noted at one point that even though it might have been just the blue walls and the way some of the restarts unfolded, I think Nashville kind of reminded me of a smaller Fontana. The way the cars could fan out and get 3-4 wide in the turns was super reminiscent of the way Fontana's 2-mile layout ran.
Adam, I don't know what to say about Kyle Larson besides this guy's insane right now. I mean, 3 consecutive wins, 4 straight overall wins to include the All-Star race. I mean, this is incredible. Do you see him keeping this up into the playoffs? And how long do you think this winning streak can last? And then just overall, how impressive is this in the grand scheme of win streaks?
Okay, so I think you summed it up best, you know, insane. Like, I do sports updates every so often for the radio station I work at. It's like a minute-long morning thing. And amongst the U.S. Open, UVA baseball, Flying Squirrels baseball, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, I threw in some NASCAR, and I think I led it off with, it was another race, another win for Kyle Larson, another race, another dominant performance from Kyle Larson. And yeah, I see no reason that he won't keep it up. Like, okay, he hasn't lost a race in a month as of, I think, Wednesday. By no means do I expect him to keep winning week in and week out, but that team is on an absolute roll. I looked at the playoffs. You know, he's won at Richmond before. I was there in 2017 when he did that. He took advantage of late race issues from Martin Truex Jr., but he still had to be there to get to capitalize. He won at Las Vegas earlier this year. He dominated there. He won at Texas in the All-Star race. So 3 of the 10 tracks he's already won at before. And if you add in his Xfinity win at Bristol, that's 4 out of the 10. This year, he also finished 2nd at Darlington, 5th at Martinsville, and 7th at Phoenix, all of which are playoff tracks. So that team should be way more than confident heading into the playoffs.
Last 6 runs for him, including the All-Star race, Adam, 2nd, 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 1st, 1st, 1st. I mean, you can't get any better than that. I mean, other than 6 first place finishes, but 3 seconds and 3 wins, not too shabby in the past 6 races for Young Money. Adam, last thing here before we let you go, we saw a couple strong runs from a couple teams that needed them this weekend. Chip Ganassi Racing got 2 cars in the top 10. Ross Chastain, a great run in 2nd. Kurt Busch finishing in 8th. But finally, Adam, we finally got Stewart Haas Racing, not just Kevin Harvick with the top 5, but also an Eric Amarola. And this comes after Amarola won the pole. So, Adam, just how does this bode for the rest of their 2021 seasons?
So, we'll be halfway home in the 2021 season after the first race at the Pocono Doubleheader this coming weekend. Kevin Harvick hasn't won yet, still hasn't won yet, but he's been consistent. All of the other Stewart Haas guys have at least 1 top 10. Amarola had that top 5 from yesterday, of course. I feel like Almirola's run might have just been that the series finally visited a track that just kind of worked with him, especially one that almost no one was familiar with. He was able to capitalize, as we saw from his pole run. But Almirola finished 4th, Harvick 5th, while Cole Custer ended up 30th and Chase Briscoe 31st. You know, I know Custer and Briscoe had their issues, but I think that'll just be the story of the season. You know, Harvick will continue to be solid. The other 3 are kind of all over the place. I just don't see it changing in enough time for the other 3 to make it in the playoffs, barring, you know, kind of a surprise win or something at Daytona in the finale. But it's certainly a positive swing for them. I just don't see it continuing to a degree where the other three cars can start contending for wins just yet.
Adam, it's always a pleasure, buddy. I appreciate you. And let's dive in a few days later and dive into a doubleheader this time at Pocono, where our good friend Zach Sterniolo is going to be covering it for frontstretch.com. It's going to be fun, bro.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's like four races in 2 days between Xfinity Cup and Truck. So weekend full of racing, looking forward to it.
Adam Cheek, associate editor, lead reporter for frontstretch.com, joined the program. You can find Adam on Twitter at Adam in Cheek. Find me on Twitter at the Brian Olin. Find us on Twitter at frontstretch. And for all the latest on the recaps from Nashville, Trucks, as well as Xfinity and Cup, and recap from IndyCar at Road America, check out frontstretch.com. For Adam and everyone here at Frontstretch, I am Brian Olin. Stay healthy, stay safe. And when you get a chance, please get the vaccine.